Hey, you ever wonder why when I make these videos I'm sitting here wearing this kind of getup? I'll tell you why. It's because I record these early in the morning, and usually it's while I'm just kind of getting ready to go out for a morning run. So that's why. That has nothing to do with what we're talking about today. And let me just show you this little app here. I'm just going to run it first and so you can see what's going on. So it gives me two options here. I can fire a gizmo or quit. And then I say, oh, well, the workflow is telling me something that the gizmo hasn't fired in the last 5 seconds. So if I press F, gizmo fires. If not, then it tells me it hasn't fired. So I can press F, and you see the gizmo is firing, and it has a level to it and that sort of thing. So it's just kind of a stupid little sample. But let me tell you what's going on here. I have this little class, it's called the Gizmo, and the Gizmo has an event, it's just a CLR event, and so recently David Kay contacted me on my blog and he talked about how he had kind of a similar problem. He had this Gizmo that fires events, and so he wanted to be able to use it from a workflow. And the problem is, how do you handle an event from some other class in a workflow? It's an interesting problem. And David came up with a solution, and he contacted me in my blog, and he said, I figured this out, but it's really hard to figure out. There's not a lot of information. Would you please put this on Endpoint TV so the next poor guy won't have to go through this? So, David, this one's for you. So let's see how we implement the gizmo. All right. So first of all, let's take a look at the XAML. Because what I've got here is a flowchart that basically keeps looping back on itself. So this workflow is just kind of designed to go in an endless loop until the host shuts it down. And if we double-click and go into this pick view here, we see that we have a pick activity which has two branches. Now, pick works like this. One branch and only one branch will be invoked, whichever one does the trigger first. So I have a timeout branch, which has a delay, but fires every 5 seconds. And when it fires, the action is it just writes that message, gizmo hasn't fired. Then I implemented this activity called wait for gizmo. And this waits for the gizmo activity to fire a CLR event. Now, how do you do that? Because you're not supposed to just block the workflow thread. If you did, then the timeout branch wouldn't fire. So let's see how we implement this. So if I look at the wait for gizmo class, here we see what's going on. Let's go full screen here. And we'll see that I created a native activity of t that returns an int. So it sets the result to the level that the gizmo fired. All right, and then in order to fire the gizmo, I have to do a few things. Let's just walk through here the cache metadata. So cache metadata, we have to override this because we need an extension. And the idea is that when you have an activity like this, we're going to pair it with an extension. So I have a wait for gizmo activity and a wait for gizmo extension. And so I just simply say that my activity requires that extension. And then I add a default extension provider you see here, which just news it up. If it isn't already in the extension collection, it will be added. So the host could actually add a gizmo. In the event, like maybe I'm testing and I don't want to use the real gizmo, I could use a test gizmo and the host could add it, the test host could add it for me. Okay, and then there's another interesting thing here, which is this implementation variable that's a no persist handle. So let's see what that is. So what I've declared up here is a variable of t that's of type no persist handle. Now, persistence with this kind of activity is a problem. All right, think about it. So if I create my activity and I set up to handle this event and then the workflow goes idle and gets persisted, at some later point, host reactivates it. Well, how am I going to reestablish the event subscription from the activity? Because an activity itself doesn't get any opportunity to say, hey, I'm being reloaded, so let me reestablish my connection. So I talked it over with some of our developers on the team, and they said, look, you know, really what you have to do with this kind of thing is you want to pin this object to memory. So we want it pinned in place, not persisting, while it's handling this event or callback so we can ensure that the object is there, because when a callback comes, it wouldn't be there if it was unloaded, right? Now, in order to do this no persist handle, I have to declare it as a variable here, and then I have to add an implementation variable. So now the runtime's aware of it, and it treats no persist handles specially, and it initializes them. So now when we get into the execute method, so here's where we start to invoke our activity. We're going to enter this no persist zone right here, and then I'm going to go off and get the gizmo extension, all right? And then I say, hey, gizmo extension, add a gizmo callback, and I hand it the gizmo that is one of my input arguments, all right? And then I create a bookmark and just say, okay, I'm going to wait. Remember, a bookmark means that I have more work to do, and I'm not done yet, but I can't do anything. Typically, we think of bookmarks as being a way that the host application interacts with an activity. But in this case, it's really the extension that's going to interact with our activity and not the host. So our host could be completely ignorant of gizmos and all of this, and this would still work. All right, and so let's look at this little method here, add gizmo callback. All right, so here's our extension. Something interesting to note about our extension is that it implements the iWorkflow instance extension interface. And what this does is it gives us this baby right here, this workflow instance proxy. So when our object is created, the workflow will reach in and say, here's a proxy for you. That's important because we're going to need that. And so now I have this method, add gizmo callback, and all this does is it just adds an event handler if we haven't already added it. And so we add our event handler. And then when the gizmo is fired, all we have to do is resume the bookmark. So what we do is, and there's a begin and end resume bookmark only on workflow instance proxy, so we have to do it kind of async. But if you want to do it in one line of code, this is a way to do it right here. So I just new up a bookmark using the bookmark name. You notice I declared it as a string on a static string on the wait for gizmo class. It just makes it easier to keep things in sync. And I pass in the level that I got back from the gizmo event when it was fired. All right. And so now I end a resume bookmark and we go back into the wait for gizmo activity. Now, what happens is when you resume a bookmark, the workflow runtime schedules this continuation, this callback gets scheduled. So it's not like a direct line, it sort of gets scheduled, and when the thread gets to it, the callback happens, hands us the context. So now we can store the level that we got back from the gizmo in our result, and that came in through this value parameter, so I had to cast it to an int. And then I can exit the no persist zone, and then we're good to go. All right, and so that is it. That's how you can do this. And then let's look at one other thing. Let's look at the main host program itself. So what I did here is I just set up a workflow application. I set up a couple of little handlers to see when if a workflow aborts. Like, you know, when you're developing sometimes and weird things are happening, check that workflow aborted event, because maybe your workflow is aborting in a way that you didn't think it would. And so you always want to know if it's aborting, okay? And then there's my workflow completed handler. And then I just say, okay, let's run this workflow. Now remember, that workflow is going to go into an infinite loop, just kind of looping back for it. What it will do is it will enter the pick, schedule the wait for gizmo, schedule the delay. It will wait for one of those things to happen. Those things will happen. It'll exit the activity and then go back and do it again. So, but all that's happening on a different thread. Now here in my console app, I just do a little, you know, wait for F or Q. And then if you press F or Q, I fire the gizmo. So this is how we simulate the gizmo firing, right? And this has to be the same gizmo that we pass in up here to our activity. Okay, so it's a CLR object with an event. We had to pass the same one. And then whenever we finish, we exit this while loop, and then I just call webfapp.cancel, which will cancel the activities, and the workflow will complete. Although in this case, the app was shutting down, so it probably didn't matter anyway. But just for the sake of being a good cleanup action, that's a nice thing to do. So that's how you do this. And in fact, I have on my blog today a blog post about callbacks and event handlers. And I also have a sample for you. Yes, the sample code is available on MSDN Code Gallery right here. And I walk through the whole thing here. So go check it out. Go download it. And thanks to David Kay for pinging me and giving me this idea. I love that. If you've got ideas of things you want to see on Endpoint TV, then here's what you should do. You should go to appfabric.uservoice.com and tell us, what do you want to see on Endpoint TV? And you see definitely some votes happening. This episode was not on the list here, but David contacted me long before we created this thing. So tell us what you want to see on Endpoint TV. I'm your host, Ron Jacobs. See you next time.